Hi, and welcome to the KBK Communications Broadcast Podcast, The Mind, the Medical Industry Marketing Experience. Today, we're speaking with KBK Senior Account Manager Nicole Hoagland, who's in Nashville right now, and we're trying to figure out this whole smarketing thing. And Nicole, I want to thank you very much for being with me today. And I know we've talked about this before, but if you could run through the whole smarketing thing one more time, that would be great.
So smarketing is the alignment between your marketing and sales departments. Historically, and we've talked about this previously, in all different industries, not just the medical, marketing and sales have been in two different silos, where marketing was creating the collateral that would help generate leads for sales, and leads was then responsible for closing those leads into customers. In the recent years, it's come to light that when marketing and sales align each other and hold each other accountable for what they're creating, they actually perform better and they have a better conversion rate than if they were operating in those two different silos. And that's where the term smarketing came about. It's all about aligning your sales and marketing teams to be on the same level, have the same goals, and be able to work through any type of problem so that they're not just forwarding the agenda of their department, they're forwarding the agenda of their entire organization, which in turn is to generate more customers.
Okay. So, yeah, typically speaking, then your sales department, they have one agenda, and your marketing department has an entirely different agenda. And what the smarketing does, it just joins them two so that they're pointing in the same direction instead of butting heads all the time, correct?
Exactly. And what it does is it makes everything transparent. There is no more secrets of, you know, what is marketing actually doing or why isn't sales actually closing the leads that we've given them. It's kind of one of those things where everything's all out on the table for everyone to see. And it's an open type of communication where sales doesn't necessarily have to, you know, go behind marketing's back to get stuff done. And marketing doesn't have to create things that sales cannot physically use. So it's this open communication, laying everything out on the table and really getting down to the nitty-gritty of what's working and what's not working and how each department can help to further that same agenda of creating great content and collateral that sales can use to then help close those leads that are generated by marketing.
Those are two departments that are generally very, very competitive, aren't they?
And they are.
And the communication, like you're saying, is not... is kind of secretive on what each one is doing. I guess they're looking for, you know, what department, generally speaking, or in the old ways of, you know, the sales, they wanted the praise or they wanted the credit for something extraordinary that they did, and the marketing wanted the same thing. And so now it's breaking that wall down and working together. What a novel approach, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, in the past, we, with the data that's out there, sales and marketing tend to have those negative connotations toward each other, where marketing is frustrated with sales because they're not closing the leads or they're not doing stuff with the collateral that they've been given. And then sales is barking at marketing because the leads that they've been giving them and the collateral that they've been giving them hasn't been anything that they've been able to use. So this marketing opens up that communication where, you know, sales can tell marketing, you know, we really need this because of this reason, because we know how to sell and this is going to help us. And marketing can then get back with sales and say, okay, we've given you this. What do you need that can help you drive those leads into prospective customers? So it really is a novel idea, because who thought, you know, 5 or 10 years ago that marketing and sales would even think that they should be aligning themselves together, where now it really is going to become that new way of thinking, where if you come into an organization, if the sales and marketing teams aren't aligned, there's going to be a problem. And you know that. So it's just something that I foresee as being the norm in the future, because with sales and marketing having the same agenda, having that open communication and driving the entire goal of the organization as opposed to their separate departments, I mean, what can be better? You're going to get more customers, you're going to close more deals, and you're going to have content that speaks to not only the language of the organization, but speaks to your prospective buyer personas.
Common sense.
Exactly.
You wouldn't really think that it would be that difficult, but it is. And I guess, just the collaboration, and you had mentioned that before, that once you get over that hump, that we are two separate entities, but we're working together for one common goal, and we're not fighting each other, we're working with each other. Determining which efforts are most effective, driving the leads and generating conversions, is that one of the big parts of this whole marketing thing?
It is. So the biggest thing that we've seen with smarketing is that when marketing is generating leads, that they also need to be mindful that not all leads are created equal. So when they're creating the different types of content, like blog posts and resources, and ebooks and white papers and webinars and whatnot, there needs to be a value added to those different types of collateral so that they understand that sales might not be able to close someone who's just at the top of the funnel reading a blog post because they might not be at that stage yet. But knowing that once they get down to either filling out a form for a webinar or filling out a form for requesting a demo, that's when it's supposed to be passed on to sales. And sales also needs to understand that the leads that marketing is giving them are not all created equal. So they have to do their due diligence too with researching the leads and making sure that they're following up at the certain times that those leads have requested. So it's always driving that, next potential customer down into becoming that customer. And that's where aligning your sales and marketing teams helps kind of solidify that aspect of those two departments.
And as far as integrating your software, what are your thoughts on that?
So aligning your two different types of software is invaluable. When you have your marketing software that, whether it's a marketing automation system like HubSpot or some type of email system, any type of software that you use for marketing has to seamlessly integrate with the sales customer relationship management tool that they use. Again, if your sales CRM doesn't necessarily speak to your marketing automation systems, marketing will never know if the leads that they're nurturing for you have turned into customers unless marketing asks sales for a dreaded spreadsheet of all of the customers that they've closed in a certain time frame. And then marketing has to go and take that and figure out which leads actually came from their system or which leads came from a different offline source. And that is just a tedious task that I don't think any person in sales or marketing would like to be given. So making sure that your sales software CRM and your marketing software are aligned together where it speaks so you can push leads through to sales and sales can push notes back to you is critical because it just saves time and it opens up the communication of what leads are actually performing well and what leads aren't. So marketing gets a better sense of the leads they're generating are actually valuable to sales or if not. And then that's where smarketing comes in again, where it's that communication of talking to each other and saying, okay, this resource didn't perform that well. What do you think went wrong, sales? And then sales can tell marketing. And then it's a collaboration on what they need to be creating next in order to keep that forward momentum going of generating leads and having sales turn those leads into potential customers.
All right, and assuming that a company is just going to begin this process of smarketing, goal setting, that's got to be a big important part of this whole thing, huh?
It is. And without the goals, you really don't have a solid foundation for marketing to work. What we like to call them is we like to call them SMART goals. It's an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. And when we are creating these SMART goals for the different types of clients that we use, we make sure we start out in the beginning because without a goal, there's no end game. And then with no end game, there's no way to see if the smarketing that you are doing is actually working or if it's kind of tanking. So with those SMART goals, I know we talked about the specific type of SMART goal in our last podcast. And just to kind of bring it up again, is it's basically making sure that your goal is unambiguous and it's able to communicate what is expected, why it's important, who should be involved, and what is going to happen within the constraints that are in place for the different types of tasks that need to happen within the marketing and sales department. The next part of the SMART goals is being measurable. You want to make sure that your goals have this kind of concrete criteria for being able to measure the progress and then reaching the goal at the end of it. And that just helps keep everyone on track to knowing, okay, this goal was met because we were able to measure X, Y, and Z, and this is why it was successful. And this goal wasn't met because we weren't able to measure X, Y, and Z, and here's why. So it's keeping everyone accountable, I guess, based off of the different types of criteria that you're setting out. And that's good because it's making sure that everyone knows what they need to do and how they're going to be measured on it, and there's no kind of, surprise thing at the end. The next part of the SMART goals is making sure that it's attainable. When you have a realistic goal, and it's possible for your team to reach it, there is nothing better than that. If you make a goal that's completely out of the ordinary or completely out of the box of being able to be reached, it's just going to make the morale for both departments kind of go down, because if it's too far out of the box and it's never going to be able to be reached, it just makes everyone more frustrated because they're doing all of this work, but they can't never necessarily get to that part where they can say that this goal was actually successful. So making sure that it's attainable and realistic is a critical part of creating your SMART goals. The next part of the SMART goals is making sure that it's relevant. If you set a goal that matters to your business and addresses the core initiatives of, converting leads into potential customers, that's also aligning with what your company is about and the products that you're selling, it will completely and utterly change the way that you sell these different types of products because it's relevant to what your organization is about. And just like having it being attainable, relevant is key because if it's not relevant to the core values of your business and the initiatives that you guys are trying to complete, it will never work. And the last part of the SMART goals is making sure that it's timely. You want to make sure that you set an expected date that's actually realistic to reaching that goal because you have this timeline that you're able to draw out and you're able to then put down separate tasks to be met before the end of the goal is supposed to be reached. So during that given time frame, because you're making it specific, measurable, attainable, and relevant, adding that timely piece onto it just adds on to the fact that it's going to be successful because you're able to see over the course of, 6 months to a year to 2 years how that goal has progressed in order to be reached by that expected date.
All right. Well, you've covered, the whole nine yards here on this marketing. So what's the takeaway from all of this? In your opinion, what would be the single biggest factor of smarketing? One, shortly concise statement about smarketing. Is it,
I think
go
my
ahead.
one concise statement would be, if your organization is not smarketing yet, get smarketing. It's something that's going to become the end all be all with your sales and marketing department in the future. And getting ahead of the ball game will just mean that your departments are already aligned and you're already setting those SMART goals to attain end all be all goal of closing new customers.
All right, Nicole Holglund, Senior Account Manager for KBK Communications. Thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, Bob, and I look forward to talking to you in a little bit.
You've been listening to The Mime, the Medical Industry Marketing Experience Broadcast Podcast, which is a presentation of KBK Communications. I'm Bob Brinson. Thank you for joining us.